can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome back, folks, here to RBN. This is the alternative media, and we are in hour two here on this Saturday, August 7th, 2021. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, who is on hiatus, and I'm alongside co-hosts Patrick Slattery, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Paul Edward Stevenson. And we will be taking calls in this hour, folks. The number 512-248-8252. If you don't have the minutes, and you don't have unlimited minutes, as most do these days with their plans, 800-313-9443. But if at all possible, we do prefer 512-248-8252. And well, before we go to the callers, Patrick, you were speaking when we faded out. I mean, perhaps you'd like to reiterate your points. It's an interesting topic. Where do you go at this point, if anywhere, to get away from the tyranny?
Well, obviously, Belarus is a small country, and they speak kind of a dialect of Russian, basically, and it's not as if we can all go there. But what I'd like to say is that. You were mentioning before the break that the ADL and the SPLC are being brought on as fact checkers for these social media companies as they scrub and delete posts. Well, I mean, they've always functioned as censors, and the level of censorship, I mean, it's going from being kind of unofficial and sporadic to that's their institutional role. They are official censors. And then when you look at, ADL is an explicitly Jewish organization. The SPLC might as well be. It's not explicit, but it might as well be a Jewish organization. And then you look at these the social media companies, the ownership and management of Google, of Facebook. And even Twitter, Jack Dorsey's not a Jew, but there are, a lot of Jews high up. And then you start looking at the CDC under Rachel Walensky, and so much of the upper management there is Jewish. You look at the Biden administration, and it is so heavily Jewish with, three of the high, traditionally highest ranking four cabinet posts being filled by Jews, and as well as another powerful, the Alexander Mayorkas at Homeland Security, which is, according to protocol, it's the lowest ranking of the cabinet secretaries, but that's because it was newly created, and it's kind of a super department. You just look at, in the pharmaceutical industry, you look at the massive role played by Jews in all aspects of this, in all aspects of this new medical tyranny that we're talking about. You can't discuss what's going on without talking about, the Jewish agenda. And, then you relate it to other crises going on with which we've been talking about, the illegal immigration, the legal immigration, the anti-white agenda, and everywhere you look, you see a central role played by Jews, and we didn't even
mention the economic warfare today, Doctor.
Right, we haven't gotten to that. We haven't gotten to some of the fallout with where. You touched on it with the inability of landlords to be able to evict tenants who don't pay rent. And the ones who are getting slammed by that are middle-class people who have one or a few or small number of rental properties that they themselves personally manage, that they themselves often personally do the repairs for. And, so they're being squeezed in a position to where they have to sell those, and who's buying them up. And so, yeah, everywhere you look, you see this. And yet with the mainstream media, all you're getting are distractions. You know, they keep saying this is about permanent power for the Democrat Party. No, these people don't care whether it's the Democrat Party, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or whether it's Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan. They don't care. It's not about the Democrat Party. It's not about that. And it's not the Chinese. The Chinese aren't doing this to us. The Russians aren't doing this to us. The Iranians aren't doing this to us. And so we're getting nothing but misdirection and misinformation. And, I'm glad at least on RBN we're able to talk openly and honestly about this. But where else do they? And so please give to RBN. I'll throw the mic back. I'll mute again. But please donate to RBN, because where else are people talking honestly?
Very well said, Patrick. And we have a lot of other excuses too, where the money's going. I'll just add, like, equity, global equity, which is basically an anti-white program for all the white nations. Facebook and Microsoft are working with several other web giants and the United Nations on a database to block potential extremist content. And last week, PayPal announced a partnership with the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. And this was regarding investigation of the role of white supremacists and propagators of anti-government rhetoric. Subjective
label. Notice it was described as left-wing. Really? Jewish Southern Poverty Law Center.
Well corrected there, Doctor. Indeed.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of the Jewish organizations and the Jewish influence, the ADL, the SPLC. You know, there's an almost endless list of major Jewish organizations who are supporting, just everything which is tyrannical, which is anti-white, which is anti-Christian. You mentioned the United Nations there, Patrick. We were scheduled to, to do a show at one point, breaking down some of these sort of supra-international bodies like the UN, like the World Economic Forum, and their influence and their structures and things like that. And I still think that would be a really good exercise. But yeah, they're all intersecting. They're all, coordinating. And you're right. I mean, the Jewish influence, to my mind, is the engine of all of this. In fact, when people talk about globalism, I remember I did a YouTube video and it was called Globalism Equals International Jewry. And I broke down how basically internationalism and globalism is a phenomenon of the Jew, who basically is a wanderer, who hasn't had a nation and has learned the art of bouncing around the nations, threatening, coercing, networking, and through, in recent sort of decades with international travel and the globalization of interconnectivity with technology and stuff, they've been able to expand that. But it is a phenomenon of the international Jew, because, historically, there's always been trading going on between different nations and stuff like that. But you haven't, when you have people who are connected to land and their nation, they're not interested in this whole global control thing. And it really is a phenomena and an agenda of the Jew for complete global control for their own interests. And then, as I say, there's a lot of non-Jewish moving parts in it, and they just bribe and intimidate, because the Jew's not interested in money. A lot of people think that's the case, that they're interested in money and greed. They're not. The Jew's interested in control. And the non-Jew is easily bought, because he is often, the Hillary Clintons of this world and all the politicians that they've bought and paid for, they're the type of people who get bribed and, like having their mansions and their, their swimming pools and all the rest of it. But the Jew couldn't care less about that stuff. He's only interested in control.
Stephen, would you like to add something before we go to the callers?
Well, I'd like to ask a quick question if I could.
With my mute there. You're getting down to we've been bought. Yes, they bought the politicians on the local level all the way. I think from the 1970s through the 90s, they just wholesale bought the whole lot. So, you know, it's very hard to find anyone with any kind of integrity that's not being paid by the cabal or by the pharma or by the money. You know, the money. We've got our boot on the neck. You know? So there we go.
Patrick, what was my question?
Because I think it's very interesting. If the Jew is motivated by control, is the control just because they're control freaks, or because they are kind of paranoid, feel that they're riding a tiger, and if they don't control the tiger is going to eat them?
I think it's both. I mean, if you go back even before, you know, the time of Christ, you know, they were always unruly. They were always controlling. You know, they were always a problem for whatever governments that they found themselves in. I mean, they were a complete thorn in the side to the Romans. And they knew how to coerce the Romans, and you know, and they're always behind the scenes stirring up the people, and I think they just have it in them. But I think that paranoid stuff is part of it as well. These people, and that's what all the censorship is about. They are preoccupied to the point of obsession with censoring everybody for their own safety, because I do believe that they know that they are operating, that they are really overstepping the mark. And if there's a reaction to this, they can go back in their history when it went wrong. And if it goes wrong this time, they're in a serious amount of trouble, because it's not just one nation this time. You know, if it goes wrong, it's going to go spectacularly wrong for them. And if you look at their history, and if you go by the motto that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, then I think the time will come when this whole thing collapses. In fact, we might already be in the stages where they've bitten off more than they can chew, and it could spectacularly backfire, and that's why they're so obsessed with censoring everyone.
All right, very, very good.
Yeah. Relay. Thank you for that.
All right, let's go to the calls. Art in Georgia, thank you for holding, sir. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Oh, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. You're coming through just fine.
All right. Because I know sometimes I have a problem with this turning connection. I don't know what it is. Okay. First up, before we get to the vaccine thing, there's a documentary or a docuseries. It's a 6-part docuseries, and I know some of you have problems with Netflix. And I get your reasoning why. Believe me, I do get it. But there's a lot of good information to be found on Netflix if you just dig around. There's a 6-part series called How to Become a Tyrant. And it talks about people like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Nero, many of these tyrants throughout history. And it also gets into how they rose to power, but why they failed. But when you think about it, if you watch this 6-part series, it becomes obvious there's one country in the world right now that exists right now that has succeeded in all 6 steps. It's the only country in the world who has been able to maintain power in the modern world for 3 generations, successfully completing all 6 steps, and that is North Korea. I want you to think about that. Another thing I noticed as I watched part 6 last night for the first time, I had not been commenting on this because I wanted to watch the entire series before setting. But about part 4, I began to realize everything I'm seeing in this series, in this 6-part series, is exactly what I've been witnessing for the past 20 years right here in the United States. And right now we are in phase 5 and 6 at the same time, while finishing up part 4. So this country is in a really bad situation. If you really want to know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to go watch the series, because it's a 6-part series. Each part is roughly about a half hour, but it's packed with information. And it really gives you a good, clear idea of where the world stands today. Now, on the vaccine thing, people, I've been pushing this for the past 3 weeks. I cannot get a regular FM radio, talk radio broadcast. We have three broadcasts we hear every day right here in my area. We have Glenn Beck. We have Clay Sexton, Buck Sexton, and Clay Travis, which replaced Rush on the EIB network. And then we have a local guy that I don't care for. I hardly ever listen to. But between Clay and Buck and Glenn Beck, I get 6 hours straight, 5 days a week. And they won't even take my call on this. They keep talking about vaccines, but they won't take my call. And I have to kind of wonder why. Maybe they did a little research and found out what I'm talking about. And they don't want people to know what I'm about to tell you. And I've talked about this on a couple different times here on RBN. In 1901, we had a smallpox outbreak in New England. It was primarily the Northeast areas and Cambridge, Massachusetts. On February 20th, 1905, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 majority in favor of the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Justice John Marshall Harlan wrote, "The police powers of the state to regulate for the protection of public health, quote, the good and welfare of the commonwealth, of which the legislature is primarily the judge, as the basis on which the police power rests in Massachusetts. Upon the power of self-defense of paramount necessity, a community has the right to protect itself against an epidemic of disease which threatens the safety of its members," end quote. Now, this case was brought about by a pastor, Henning Jacobson, and he claimed that Cambridge, Massachusetts' vaccine mandate against smallpox violated his 14th Amendment protection. That was the wrong argument to use, because the 14th Amendment does not protect anything. It reduces the status of one category of people to the level of a lower category of people as they saw it back in those days, i.e. reducing the status of the white man to that of the slave, of the black man. And they did it quite cleverly, I might add, between the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. Now, Justice Harlan answered on this question of the 14th Amendment and over the issue of protected liberties, and here's what he said. A citizen, quote, may be compelled by force if need be against his will without regard to his personal wishes or his pecuniary, i.e., financial interests, or even his religious or political convictions. It is not, therefore, true that the power of the public to guard itself against imminent danger depends on every case involving the control of one's body upon his willingness to submit to reasonable regulations established by the constituted authorities under the sanction of the state for the purpose of protecting the public collectively against such danger, end quote. What they're saying, what the court did, was they held up that the law was a legitimate exercise of the state's police power to protect the public health and safety of its citizens. Local boards and health departments will determine when mandatory vaccinations are needed, thus making the requirement neither unreasonable nor arbitrarily imposed. Now, let's shift our attention to New York. In New York City, they now have a vaccine passport. I don't care what name they're using, if they're not calling it the vaccine passport, but that's what it is, because that's what they were calling it back in March of last year when members of the World Health Organization and the CDC were floating the idea of a quote-unquote vaccine passport. They were talking about this March of 2020. About doing this. And we talked about this for a year. Now it's become a reality in New York City. I have always said, ladies and gentlemen, as goes California and New York, so goes the rest of the country. And all we have to do is look back over the past, just take the past 10 years as an example. You can take the last 15 years, if you like, and look back. Every time there's been a quote-unquote, what I call a beta test, or a tolerance test, if you will, whenever there's been no pushback by the people, what began in the state of California and what is cities.
All right, Art, here, we'll hold you over. We have the break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back here on the alternative media, Republic Broadcasting. And, well, we do need to get to the other callers. Art, I wanted to hold you over, though, to get some feedback from the panel for you, though. Gentlemen, I don't know, what did you have to say about these points Art made?
Well, I had a question. I'm not likely to ever subscribe to Netflix, and so I'm probably not going to see these series. I don't know what these six steps are. I was just wondering, what's the significance of North Korea as far as...
Okay, well, when you watch the series, they save North Korea for last because it's called... let me pull it back up here. It's called... The last part is Rule Forever. And what makes North Korea so different from all of the others, from Stalin, Hitler, Mao Zedong, and the rest of them, is they have managed to be able to hold on to power for three generations. Because this began with Kim Jong-il's grandfather.
Well, yeah, but I don't know how much credibility I would give this filmmaker. I mean, I wouldn't consider Hitler to be fairly judged in that way. I mean, he was... He was elected. He was loved by the people. He was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Even internationally, he was well appreciated.
Right,
in his time. It's not like they
went out of their way to make him sound like this terrible, rotten, evil monster. The whole thing was basically designed to explain how to come to power and how to hold on to it and what mistakes were made because of...
Okay. Well, you know, we really should.
You know, I'm sorry. I just did not get. I didn't get the stuff about North Korea. It's three generations. Yeah. Is that the main thing that they've maintained control for three generations? And they have maintained control for three generations, and that is significant. One point I want to make is that after three generations, after 75 years, or whatever, 73 years, the North Korean people are still the North Korean people. They haven't been replaced. They're still there. And if for whoever doesn't like the North Korean government, they can think, well, someday we might be past this and it'll still be our people. It'll still be Korean people. And we can't say that.
All right, thank you.
The reason I brought it up is if you watch the series, you will see every single step being implemented right here in the United States. Everything they talk about in this 6-part series. That's the reason I brought it up, not because of these people and who they are, but because every single step is being implemented right here.
All right. Well, that's the important thing, perhaps, rather than getting too sidetracked on Korea or some of these people they include in their list. But yeah, no, your point is well taken. And let's go to the next caller, Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Getting back to the so-called health situation, you know, with this virus and health care in general, it really, and Patrick, I've heard you say that, you know, about the germ theory and the terrain theory, and I lean towards the terrain theory because of what I've read, and it's because that part of it is suppressed, especially in what the microscopy shows. Like people like Rife and Gaston Nassens are the more recent people whose research has been suppressed and shows that, you know, there's a theory out there that it's just as valid as the virus theory, that viruses are what some people call exosomes, and they're more of an artifact of your body trying to get rid of disease and not the cause of disease. And especially, you know, all you have to do is read how Rife's research was suppressed, and he was... And they even destroyed his microscope. And Gaston Nassens, and he was doing his work in the, I think, starting in the 70s and through the 90s. And he could not get research money because it went against their germ theory. And he was able to get a little money to actually take pictures and video of what he was seeing in his dark field microscope. And, you know, it just throws a whole wrench in their germ theory thing. And it's really how we take care of our bodies. And there is so much pollution in our food supply, in our air, in everything that, you know, a lot of people, and the way people eat, a lot of people just can't get rid of their toxins as fast as they're accumulating them, and you know you're going to see all sorts of symptoms according to your body. You know, some people shows up in the kidneys, some people shows up in the cardiovascular system, some people it shows up in the you know your pulmonary system.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks, here on the Alternative Media, RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, along with co-hosts Patrick Slattery, Paul Edward Stevenson, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. Going back to the phones, we have Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Hey, good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hey, good comments towards the end of the first hour, especially on how Jews use their money for power, while the Goyim use it just for trinkets and, you know, got me that. You know, that's very important to remember. And look at how much money they have to spend in order to bury the truth. I bet $10 worth to RBN probably negates $500,000 worth of Jewish money. You know, because it's much harder to bury the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to also make this comment to Patrick's point earlier about viruses. Yeah, I mean, there are people out there, and they're kind of backpedaling, but we all heard it, that viruses don't exist, that they're a waste product and what have you. And even AIDS, we all remember, if we're old enough, I'm sure we are, to remember the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, and it's still around, and there's people that say, oh, well, they were just gays that were drinking and doing drugs too much. Well, they haven't stopped.
I'm going to have to ask you to halt just for a moment. Now, Patrick may have to leave abruptly. Patrick, did you want to have some just final thoughts here?
Oh, well, yes, I appreciate the caller. So, you know, if you go back 150, 200 years, not very long ago, the level of understanding of, you know, our medical profession, biology, was very, very low. People didn't know really basically where babies come from, where their inheritance came from. People didn't know so much. The germ theory is simply that there are pathogens, whether they're virus, whether they're fungus, whether they're bacteria, there are pathogens that attack our system and cause disease. I mean, you look at malaria. Malaria is called malaria because mal air, it's bad air. You know, people thought that imbalance between your phlegm and your blood and your bile was the cause of disease. But of course, the thing is, with the germ theory of war, with the possibility of pathogens coming in and causing illness, there's also then the immune system. The immune system is the defense system. And basically, we've got this arms race between pathogens and the immune system. And so people like the previous caller, I mean, it's very correct in that it's very important to maintain your health, to maintain the immune system. But that doesn't negate the bacteria that were discovered in the early 1800s and the viruses that were discovered in the late 1800s. It doesn't negate it, but the thing is, our medical industry is focused on the one side of the equation, which is the pathogens, and not on the other side, which is the healthy immune system, which you maintain through good living. But I'm sorry to take up time. Bruce, did you have more to add to that?
No, not to that. That's pretty much, well, I was kind of distracted during the last caller, so if I'm not attacking that caller. I'm just stating, in a broader sense, there are people who, and not only do the same ones, also say, oh, the moon is fake, flat earth, nukes are fake. I mean, we have to filter that out and use common sense, you know. When every country, you know, just about in the world recognizes that the pathogens exist and viral illnesses exist, you know, we kind of have to look at it like, you know, well, Cuba came out with their own vaccine. I would trust a Cuban vaccine over anything made by the Zog mm-hmm. Big Pharma, you know. And I'd just say, very interesting go ahead.
Hopefully it would, you know, what's the worst it could be? Ineffective? The Cubans? It's probably, I would happily take an ineffective vaccine. In other words, a saline solution. If it was just a saline solution, a placebo, that would be no problem. But what we're developing here is probably a lot more malevolent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I just want to note before I go, let me just the virus that we have to worry about. Eustace Mullins wrote 1968. He authored The Biological Jew, and that's really the worst pathogen of all. He proposed that if we look at society as if it were an organism, then the Jews would be equivalent to parasites overtaking that organism. He states that Jews instinctively want to control the world. He spent the rest of the book attacking Americans for their supposed docility and subservience to the Jews and predicted that America would be in total cultural decline by the 1980s. Well, he missed it by a couple of decades, but Eustace Mullins, you know, it's inarguable.
Yeah, I've got so many of his books up there. He did a book called Murder by Injection, Eustace Mullins, as well as he did that book on the Federal Reserve. Yeah, he did a book on the murder by injection, which is, you know, it breaks down the AMA's role and all that and talks about vaccines and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he was a great guy, Eustace Mullins. I mean, I didn't agree with absolutely everything, and at times he could be a little bit out there, but I mean, he was a great researcher, and he was a great guy to listen to, you know.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good information. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. And going to Andy in Texas. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, all right, Andy dropped. Paul in California. Hello, Paul. Hey, good morning, sir. What's on your mind today?
Uh-oh. It's time for Paul in California to not attack other callers, as much fun as that might be. The caller from Kansas, I forget her name, she's got it exactly right. It's a much longer show. I would encourage anybody here on this panel. Richard, I believe, is going to have me on Tuesday, and we'll once again talk about the virus. I've done a number of shows where I spent the better part of an hour talking about what viruses are and viruses aren't. And the only shows that are any better than those are the dozens and dozens and dozens of other shows on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and even Instagram and so forth, with people with letters after their names, such as Andrew Kaufman, Stefan Lanka, Dr. Thomas Cowan, Robert O. Young, and so on and so forth, that spell out quite clearly what causes disease and what does not cause disease. So I'm going to propose my new medical theory right now, and I want you guys to all write it down because it's going to be a new breakthrough. Here it is. Ninjas dressed in black with samurai swords and daggers are the ones that are responsible for killing all these people in a pandemic. How do we know this? Because I say so. There's no film, right? There's no evidence. There's no autopsies that have been done. And by the way, the average age of these people that the ninja has killed happens to coincide with the average age of death in most of these municipalities anyway. Isn't that interesting? I am so tired of this idea that we can't really know, and then it gets boiled down to simplistic drivel, such as the previous caller that has mentioned on many shows, oh, well, people say viruses don't exist. I don't hear people saying viruses don't exist except for callers like you, okay? I've never said viruses don't exist. I have simply asked the question, what is it that we say viruses are, and what is it that we say that they do, and what evidence exists for this? And I would encourage anybody to take the journey that I did in March of last year, where I simply typed in definition of virus, and I started linking. I spent about 4 hours, not a ton. I don't have a degree in virology, but I came to the conclusion pretty quickly that a lot of what I was reading was nonsense, especially when I consistently came across the same thing over and over again. And here's what they said, that it tricks or hijacks the cell's machinery. This is a word that they used, or the cell's, quote, reproductive mechanisms to replicate itself, the virus. So let's say that that's true, which it is not, and there's no evidence for it. They can't see it. But if it was true, then that means that the cell somehow comes equipped from nature or God with the ability to make viruses. Now, would that be an accident, or would that be by design? And if the cell does make viruses, would it be making it for a malevolent purpose? That doesn't make any sense either. The bottom line is this. Everything that I read, or not everything, but close to everything I read about viruses, I dismissed because, number one, they don't have any, quote, evidence or isolation, because all they can claim is they've taken pictures of these things with an electron microscope that they say, oh, those are viruses. That's all they have. That's all the CDC has. They don't have samples. Viruses don't live, and they don't exist exogenously from the body. That's something that you can come across with consistency. Viruses are endogenous to the body. So all this wiping down of surfaces is just another psychological operation. So again, I could go on a little bit longer, and I'll cut it short here, but this is a simple concept, and people have to spend a little bit of time thinking about it, and you can perceive it. Patrick, with all due respect, earlier in the show, you said you don't know.
Patrick, well, actually, he just left. He had to leave early.
Okay, so But here's what I would say to him or anybody else is you can know, you can discern, and you can understand. The only other thing quickly that I'll touch upon, so I don't make this too long, get another caller in, is what Art was saying about the fact that vaccine passports are a reality now. No, they're not a reality, Art. They're a fraud. They're a legal fraud. In the article that I read on the New American, Cuomo admitted that his office doesn't have the, quote, legal standing to make a mandate for this. Well, legal standing is one of these nebulous terms. What he really should have said, and what is the proper term, is authority. A governor does not have the authority. A mayor does not have the authority. A county health officer does not have the authority to impose a medical intervention or a medical treatment. In fact, I wrote to my county health officer here in my county, and I asked her to provide me with the authority to require me to wear a mask. Of course, she did not answer because the authority doesn't exist. So all these stores that are posting signs that say you have to wear a mask, I've posed this question to many managers and assistant managers. Where is your authority to require me to wear a mask? Nobody has provided me with any answer. I've asked for the name of any county employee or county officer that has told them to make me wear a mask. Nobody has given me a name. This whole thing is a fraud start to finish. The virus is a fraud. The pandemic is a fraud. There are no laws. The legislature has passed no laws requiring businesses to shut down. So again, we have to get clear on what exactly is taking place. And it's, again, a masterful psychological operation by the Presbyterians, as usual, preying upon our weakness and, in many cases, the lack of backbone of the existing men out there in this world. And I'll tail off now. Thanks for hearing my little rant.
Okay. Thank you for your call, as always, Paul. That was Paul in California. And here with us, Paul Edward Stevenson. I don't know, do you have any further comments after hearing all that?
Well, the whole thing is a fraud, is right, yeah. As I said, you know, it was always predicated on lies, and it's a total fraud. And it was, you know, it's just sheer audacity. And unfortunately, there has been the mass compliance, and people have gone along with it, and, you know, it's just ending in disaster, really. But unfortunately, we'll have to learn the hard way.
Indeed. Joe in Indiana. Hello, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Richard, and good morning, gentlemen. A number of things I just wanted to cover with you. Great guest, as usual. Love Patrick. You, a couple of days ago on your regular program, I just happened to catch it. Lately, I just been grabbing my lunch and heading out to the car and listening to your show. But you had a guest on that mentioned the healthyamerican.org. And I'm telling you, that is a fantastic website. I have a number of colleagues and friends that are ongoing by October 1st. If they don't vaccinate, they're going to be terminated from their positions, whether they be physicians, nurses, and medical staff at the hospitals, especially. That this is going on in Broward County, Florida. I'm not from there, but this is what's happening. They've gotten letters. But I went onto that site, and I have contacts in California that have a little more time than I do, and they went through that site, and they're finding it extraordinary. This woman, Peggy Hill, I believe her name is, she walks you through every aspect of the law and shows you exactly what's written down, how to formulate your letter. She even has template letters that you can use, you know, to submit. So I highly recommend that, highly. And I really have to thank you. I'd give you a hug if I saw you, because it's really been an answer to my prayers, because, I, you know, we're all undergoing all this. But like your last caller said, the men have to stand up. You have to have the guts. You have to have the guts to fight this. And I've been on the phone hours with my friend down in Florida saying, look, you got to fight back. You can't just fold. And we've been in practice for 25 years. I'm not going to go away. Anyway, Ralph Winterbottom, I believe, he has a program. He's from Alaska.
Winter Road, I think the name. Yeah.
Winter Road.
Winter Road.
There's two.
Winter Road, I think. Oh. Yes.
Winter Road, he's phenomenal. He's just, thank God there's people like that that've got the time to do all this research. But I've looked a couple, I have an attorney friend that we've been sitting down trying to formulate our legal ease type letters. He talks about the Federal Register Act and the force and effect of law. That is really, really critical. That this is, it, like your last caller was saying, there is no law that can be mandated that any of this be done. In fact, these masks, I mean, it's funny. I mean, all these years, you know, I wore masks in surgery and stuff like that, but never dreaming it would become some silly thing. We all knew it's just to stop us when we sneeze or whatever during surgery so we don't sneeze into the surgical site. But it's ridiculous. I've done my best. And you had an earlier caller. I've been kicked out of a church, actually, because I tried to talk to the priest about this, and he would have nothing of it. He didn't want to hear what I had to say. And he just, I go by the CDC, whatever they say, that's what I listen to. And I said, all right, live in your stupidity. And that's what I was saying in my mind. But anyway, I just wanted to get that out to you folks. HealthyAmerican.org, really promote that. That is a phenomenal site. Tons of information. Richard, you got a great show. You kind of hooked me. And I wish you the best of luck to all your guests. I like all these guys. You take care now. I got to run. Bye.
Very kind words. Thanks, Joe. Great call, great points he makes. And well, he was even mentioning one of his churches, one of his preachers, and how much he was going along as well. Paul, you were mentioning being frustrated with that a lot over in your neck of the woods as well, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Sorry, with that timing, it looks like we have the final break. All right, folks, stick around. And we'll be right back with the final segment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back, folks, here on the Alternative Media on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf. Stephen and Patrick had to leave. Paul Edward Stevenson is here with us. And Jeremy, in Kentucky. Jeremy from Kentucky joined us. He had some comments. Hello, Jeremy. Thanks for joining. What's on your mind? Hello, Jeremy.
Richard, can I say something?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, it looks like we're not getting it.
As you know, my frustration with the church, even the little local evangelical church, I told them to push back, take any, grief or persecution that came, don't lock down, don't stop singing, don't do all the nonsense. And of course, it was under the guise of public health and, a completely distorted view of Romans 1, that we must always obey the authorities, which, the scriptures go on to elaborate on that. And it's not just a blanket statement about obeying the authorities. But here is where their cowardice is going to lead them. Because if the church is going to find itself in a genuine dilemma and a crisis of conscience and loyalties, because what's going to happen is, and it probably is already the case in France, if they bring these vaccine passports in where you need to be vaccinated to go to a church, now you're going to have the so-called leadership of these churches, pastors, elders, etc., have to make a decision as to what is entry into the church. So you could have someone who loves Jesus Christ and is a model Christian and is now not allowed into the church because he's not double vaccinated. So here you have where this is going to lead. And this is, there's no ducking this. You cannot turn to the scriptures and say that there's any precedent in the scriptures that says that you can't come into the church, because the authorities have deemed it, not legal or whatever. They're going to have to say, okay, we're not letting you in here, even though you're a believer and you might be a good Christian or whatever, because you're not vaccinated. And then, as I say, it's a real dilemma that they're going to face, and it's going to separate the boys from the men, because any pastor worth his salt is not going to turn away someone based on his vaccine status,
Yes. Yeah.
And there's going to be a real crisis that the church can't duck out of, because they do duck out of whatever they can because they don't want the persecution or they don't want the inconvenience. But that's a dilemma that it will be shameful for any leader in the church to, turn people away like that,
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't agree more with you, Paul. We have in the States, we have this 501c3 thing where the IRS registers churches. So it's very hard to find any church that really is really a church anymore here. There are some that have stood up against this, but all too often when you find a church state standing up, they're pro-Israel and Zionist. So that's
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me join the panel this morning, Richard. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen and Paul.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Richard.
Always a pleasure.
I'll see you on Monday.
Sounds great. Yeah, Paul will be on my show per usual this Monday as co-host. And please support RBN, folks. Your donations are what make all this possible. So please donate what you can. And we will speak again soon. Cheers.
Love is a razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store
or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.